It's time to talk art on the Friday morning show, this time public art and temporary public art. Artist Nicole Kamen, am I saying it right?
Kamen.
Is joining us now, and she's in the KAXC studios with us on the banks of the Mississippi River in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. This place, this river, and town have a lot to do with the art that she will be creating. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. I'm honored.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you've received a grant from the Grand Rapids Arts and Culture Commission and support from Forecast Public Art, and it's going to allow you to make this temporary public art exhibit by the new pedestrian bridge that crosses the Mississippi River. What does a temporary public art mean?
Right. So basically, it's kind of like a pop-up. So it's meant to, in my opinion, bring attention to a specific event or a specific place to kind of drive interest. And in this case, in context of this project, I think it's about the new pedestrian bridge. Everyone was super excited about this bridge, you know, being open. And it's also in conjunction with the Arts and Culture Summit that's happening October 3rd through 5th, I believe. And they wanted to kind of incorporate my piece into the walking tour for the summit folks.
So tell us a little bit about your history in art before we get to the exact project. Are you from around here?
I am. Well, I was born in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. And then at about age 14, my mom moved us here to Minnesota. So that was quite a shock. But I've lived in Minnesota for some time. It is my home. It is what I consider my home.
And what's your medium? All kinds of different things?
Correct. I do. I will work in any medium that will give me the desired result. And if that means learning how to pour plaster for the first time, then I'll do it. If that means working with coffee filters because they have the right texture that I need, then I will do that.
Wow, I want to hear about these coffee. But no, let's talk about this place, Grand Rapids, and this bridge, and how place fits into the artwork that you will be producing, or you have produced already, or I guess we need kind of we need to know what it's going to look like, what it's made of.
Okay, so the work will be on the bridge because, you know, through Forecast Public Space Art, it's kind of my passion. I think that's where I feel most connected to people in place, is when art is in a public space. And so the bridge was just a really good place because, you know, it's a pedestrian bridge. People linger there. There's, you know, on either side the decks where you can view the river, and it's just a place people stop and think about nature. And so having the art installed on the bridge just kind of brings home the message of the work that I'm trying to do there. This particular project, I'm using yarn and cardboard, which I use quite often because I'm very attracted to cardboard, and it's free. And also these things will be mounted on wood, and then the wood will be strapped to the bridge at some spot on the bridge. That's why I'm here today, is to figure that out.
So it might be something that's up high or something that's down low. You don't know yet.
I don't know yet. I came here first, and then I'm going to the bridge and kind of scope it out and figure out, you know, which pillars are going to work best. You know, with temporary art, everything is exposed to the weather. It's exposed to, you know, pedestrian traffic. So there's always the potential of damage and deterioration. So I have to really consider wisely where I put the items, knowing that they're going to be exposed.
So what do you want, when you're all done,
what
do you want people to feel after they've seen your art?
Well, I think one of the main things I want is for, or at least what I hope, is that people have appreciation for public space art. And second, a curiosity for the other living things that are alongside us all the time. And third, as a whole, I hope the project kind of delivers a way, in conjunction with the book and, you know, the gift card for the tree purchase, a way for people to kind of deepen their knowledge about the environment, and with that new knowledge, kind of make decisions about the world that they live in.
Tell us about the book that you're talking about, The Hidden Life of Trees.
Yes. So I have no affiliation with the author or the book in any way, except for the fact that I had just read it before this whole grant process started. And the book really, you know, it's the most up-to-date research about trees. And, you know, through the grant process, learning about Grand Rapids and how to connect my art and what I do to this place, learning about the long history of trees in this culture here in this city. And so with the book, specifically chapter 9, there's a lot of really interesting information about the relationship between fungi and trees and the fact that fungi live on trees to survive, and we as a society also live on trees to sustain our lifestyles through so many things that we have in our homes and our businesses and so on. And so this book just kind of coalesced everything together in my mind of like the project. And, you know, I chose fungi as a symbol of us and, you know, how we are attached to the environment and dependent on it. And so the book is a way for me to share that information with the community and also just share that kind of knowledge, because I think it's important. There's things in this book that I had no idea were going on with trees that I walk by every day when I walk my dogs. And it really changed my perspective on trees. And so I wanted to share that information through the book and through the grant process.
Have you been to the bridge?
I have not even been
to
the bridge.
Oh my gosh, so do you think you would maybe change your mind on what you want to do based on how the bridge feels and looks?
I don't think so. That bridge was suggested to me by Grand Rapids Arts and Culture Commission. They really wanted me to incorporate the bridge as part of the work. So I'm following their lead because, you know.
How is that going to be represented in your art?
Basically, through visually, obviously, they will look like my interpretation of a shelf fungi.
Okay.
So I think that will speak for itself.
Cool.
Your colors are spot on, man. I mean, spot on.
Yeah. It's once you start paying attention to those little things like that, as you were mentioning when I walked in, it's like you start to see all of the intricate, beautiful designs and variations in nature. It's just incredible to me.
It is. It's stunning because I'm out there working, all right? And I'm just used to brush and I'm used to leaves and brush. Then all of a sudden it catches your eye and it's so beautiful. And it just kind of settles you down and makes you appreciate what the heck's going on out there.
Wow. I bet Nicole hopes that experience you just described would be like if you walk across this bridge
absolutely.
Once her art is installed, would be the same sort of astonishment or
that's what connection. I'm trying to convey for sure. And, you know, I could never represent or like duplicate nature in its greatness, but I can try. I can try to get close and you know, hopefully capture someone's imagination that way.
So we've talked about, I mean, this is in part due to us, you know, the town of Grand Rapids having this Arts and Culture Commission, as well as this, we are the hosts of the Rural Arts Summit that's coming up at the beginning of October. So we kind of know what your intention is, but what about after that? How long will it be there? How will it look eventually? Or, you know, the future of it?
That is unknown, even to me. They did not give me a time frame for the art. There is no date where I know I'm coming back to take it down. So that is going to be a mystery we'll all figure out together.
Wow.
And how will it be on one side of the bridge, both sides of the bridge?
They will be grouped together just because that's the way they are in nature. They kind of, you know, trickle down from each other, biggest to small. And I like that, so I'm going to stick with what nature does.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
That's Nicole Camney. She's the artist behind the temporary outdoor natural art installation that will be here by the pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River in Grand Rapids. Thanks so much for coming in, and I'm excited for you to go down to that bridge now.
Me too.
See what
thank
you think.
You. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
The art by Nicole Camney will be installed for that Rural Arts and Culture Summit. We were just talking to Nicole about the temporary public art that she will be creating. The installation will be between 2 and 4 o'clock on October 3rd. And once you see it, then you'll be sent to the library. There's a book giveaway of the book we talked about with her, The Hidden Life of Trees. You also get a gift card for a tree at Boomer's Garden Center. So cool stuff. Along with this, you can give us a call if you want more information, 800-662-5799. Our Arts Conversations made possible in part by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.